101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show, the first one for 2021. As we say goodbye to that freaking dumpster fire that was the year 2020. And I know we've all seen the memes and the everyone complaining. Yes, 2020 has been a terrible year. And God's help you if you are in a small business. I know that can suck and that people are out of work and struggling and it's a giant pain in the butt. That said, it's not a world war. It's a pandemic. It's a pain in the ass. But it's survivable for the most part. And for the most part, we can get through this. There is a vaccine on the way. Some people already have it in this country. We're pretty lucky going around the world. And the vast majority of people who want to be vaccinated will have access to it within the next half a year. So the first half of the year might be a continuation of the last year. But I'd say on the whole, things are looking up. I've always been a glass half full kind of guy. And that if you can look at a problem from two points of view, and one is to be gloomy and angry and pissed off about it, or you can look at it and be hopeful that this is going to pass, things will improve, life in general will get better. That's how I've always chosen to attack issues. Do what you can to help it along, not just stand there by the sidelines. I don't mean that. But accept that things are going to play out how they are, with or without your help. But if you can do anything to improve your situation or that of those around you, you totally should. So in that case, Happy New Year. We are back. That was U2's New Year's Day. From U2 3D, which was their documentary released back in 2007. I know it's a bit on the nose, being that it's January 4th. And I'm still recording this. Actually, it's January 3rd when I'm recording this. So Sunday night, before New Year's, before the 4th of January. And I'm recording it once again in my basement because we're under lockdown. And trying to make the best of it. I'm not going to complain too much. I have to go to work tomorrow, but I work in construction. And for me, for what my company does, we're considered a necessary workplace. So I get to have a job, and I'm not gloating. I'm just very happy because it means my luck has changed. So I spent most of the past year, without full-time employment, and that totally sucked. So I am not gloating. I'm counting my blessings and choosing not to complain too much. Although the complaint memes are pretty funny. I will give it that. Now, here's the other bonus, too. On Wednesday, January 6th, the United States government will officially confirm the totals, the vote count, for the U.S. election and finalize President-elect Biden taking the office. Now, I don't do politics on this show too often because I play music. But I will say this. The crap show that's been going on, it's interesting television. I will give it that. It's like a train wreck in very, very slow motion. I'm looking forward to a change. A little bit more positivity in the world. How about you? How about these guys? It's Trooper. A little Canadian content for you. Raise a little hell. This is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk. Raise a little hell.
what you got, why don't you change it? If your world is all screwed up,
Trooper, Raise a Little Hell from, I believe it was season 2 of Stranger Things. Anyway, tonight we're doing a little bit of a New Year's theme, but more than that, we are doing, it's positivity, it's hopefulness, it's just trying to get out of the gutter and pick yourself up, be happy. I'm not forcing you to be happy, and if you're sad, live with that, but not saying live with it, but try not to be. But it's okay. Being sad is a great motivator, but do what you can. Give somebody a hug if it helps. Get a dog. I'm having a bad day. Hugging my kid or hugging my dog will do wonders for my mood. My wife sometimes. Anyway. It's about being hopeful, being happy, being defiant. That's what we're doing tonight as we look on into the future. So, if you hear a lot of kind of hard hammering rockin' tunes for the next 50 minutes or so, I won't apologize, but that's the plan. That's what we're doing tonight. Like I said, I'm still recording in my basement, so occasionally you might hear a laundry machine or a phone ring or the dog bark. So, sorry. Anyway, here's a song that is clinically proven to improve a mood. It comes to us from the soundtrack of several movies, including a little one called Bohemian Rhapsody. My friends, it's Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And
the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
That's the Turtles and Happy Together from the soundtrack to the film Ernest Goes to Camp. Actually, if you go back, that was the first Ernest movie, and if you go back and watch it, it's the same song over and over and over and over again. Even the score is just an instrumental version of Happy Together. I'm pretty sure they used up all their money on the movie, and what little there was left in the budget, they threw at the Turtles and said, "We want to use your song." That's not official, that's just my theory, but it makes sense. Anyway, moving right along. Tonight, of course, we're doing Happy New Year, new decade, no, it's second year in the decade. But a lot of change going on, a lot of hope on the horizon, a lot of lights on the horizon. Hopefully it's not the oncoming train. Or I saw one, I saw a meme a while back, and it was picture of 2021 and the light at the end of the tunnel. And the light at the end of the tunnel was Darth Vader's red lightsaber. As in, oh crap, things just went south real fast. Either way. From the soundtrack to the film, Do the Right Thing. It's Public Enemy, Fight the Power. This is the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Fight the power! Fight the power! check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say.
Yeah.
Power to the people. No delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal
beast.
Public enemy number one, 5-4 said
freeze,
and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet and I think you wanna listen to what they can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How are the people say, make a miracle,
D.
I'm the lyrical, black is back all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again.
Double shot there, Public Enemy. That is the remix of Bring the Noise. There's actually a few different versions of that song. When I first heard it, when I was getting in underage at a club downtown Hamilton called Aztecs, and later was Tailgate Charlie's, and I'm not sure what it is now, down at the corner of John and Jackson. So it's going way, way back. I remember hearing it. My friends and I used to hang out there for alternative night. And they used to play on regular rotation was Bring the Noise, as originally done by Public Enemy and Anthrax. So it was a hard-hammering metal rap tune. It was pretty darn cool. And I will have to find that another time. But that was the remix that's featured in the movie Piranha 3D. You'll have to trust me, because I'm assuming most people probably have not seen that movie. And I can't say I blame you. It's terrible. Either way, moving right along. It's on a Christmas album, but it's not a Christmas song. It's Billy Preston, Nothing from Nothing. And this is the soundtrack show, 101.5, The Hawk. And that's from the soundtrack to Elf.
Hey!
Beastie Boys and Sabotage from the soundtrack to several movies. Of course, I'm talking currently about the first of the rebooted Star Trek, which I always thought was pretty cool that that's what Captain Kirk, as a young boy, was driving his uncle's 1950s Corvette in when he drove it off a cliff. Listen to that tune. Also later on referred to as classical music by Dr. McCoy and Mr. Spock. So, there you go. Sabotage. Also coming to us from the film A Beastie Boys Story, which was released, I think, on Apple TV. I don't have Apple TV, and I'm not going to get into it how I've seen it, but it's a fantastic documentary. And it's kind of a documentary, but it's more of a live stage show that they just shot and then made a movie of. With the two surviving members of the Beastie Boys. And it's a great film. Very interesting. Even if you're a passing fan, you'll really appreciate what they did for music coming out of what they called their making fun of the Party Bros with their first album. Because they continued to say that wasn't them. They're just making fun of them. But the Fight for Your Right days, that was what they made fun of, and they had a great time with it, and just, you know, kind of came into their musicianship. All right. We're talking about defiance and hope in the, what I choose to look at as the light at the end of the tunnel of COVID and of negativity and just general crap that's been with us for the last year, most of the year. And that's what we're doing tonight. So, this one, cheesy as effing hell, I'll give you that, but it's still a happy tune, and you'll tap your foot to it. And it's from many, many movies, including The Muppets. Grace Slick and Starship, We Built This City. And this is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bomba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on.
Fox to sing it. Never sing it.
Now, this was the most uneventful New Year's Eve for most people. When the government's telling us all to stay the hell home. And there's no giant, massive half of New York party in Manhattan that we watch on TV. So, I don't know if there was a New Year's Rockin' Eve. I know I didn't watch it. I was watching just movies and things on TV. And oh, look, it's midnight. Happy birthday anniversary. Or happy New Year's. And that was about it. And I expect a lot of people were with me. And if you're a parent that stayed up past midnight, my hat is off to you, my friend. Well done. Well played. But in lieu of the ball dropping in New York, in Times Square, here's a song that, and I've been the disc jockey at many a New Year's Eve party, and like everybody else, I was not working this past New Year's. Of course, there was nowhere to work, and any such party I might have been hired at would be highly illegal and very stupid on my part. I didn't do it. I was asked actually by somebody for a quote, and I just got back, are you out of your friggin' mind? It's like a $10,000 fine if they actually get around to finding people, but no, I'll pass. Either way, Frank Sinatra, the theme from New York, New York. This is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. Never sleeps and finds
town blues. Are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you.
Be real nice to him, eh?
Okay.
Okay. This is the hit single section of our album.
Good day.
Good day. Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Good day. Thanks for coming down to do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure, eh?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah. I'm, you know, $10 is $10.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you were here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah. How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North. Yeah. Eh?
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty.
How okay. did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional, eh?
Oh. We'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good
okay.
luck.
Okay. This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Good day, welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out!
It was.
You're lying.
Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off! Saying, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north.
Hey, hose hand.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, listen to this, it's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learn.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's coming in.
Well, that's like...
It's like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That
no,
can't be.
It is, yeah. It is. Because
it,
well, hit records are short.
Like no
the,
way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Look what you did. Everybody's gone. You see you. Come back.
Yeah, that's a beauty tune. It's not Christmassy. It's more of a salute to winter. And it's winter in the Great White North. Bob and Doug McKenzie from, and actually it's in fact, in real life, the very, very talented Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas from SCTV, Take Off. Of course, there was Geddy Lee from Rush. One more song to go, my friends. We're almost out of here. So I would be hard-pressed to do a happy, positive, pump-it-up, defiant show and not play this tune from the soundtrack for many films. Most recently, I think, probably Ready Player One. Dee Snider and Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It, on the soundtrack show, 101.5 The Hawk. That's the soundtrack for my life. I remember that when I got that album on cassette way back in the summer of 1987. And even then, it had been out for a little while. Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. That's an awesome tune. And my friends, we're out of time. I'm just... It's playing that in the background there. As we say, Happy New Year. We're flushing 2020 down the toilet where it needs to be. And we look to the horizon. That light at the end of the tunnel. If you've made it this far, all the best to you. And I would hope that the coming year we're all going to look back at the last year, and at that point, it'll probably be the year and a half, because things aren't going to change immediately. by, if we look back and laugh or cry, I mean, you know, stuff's happened. People have lost people. People have been sick. But if you've come through it, I know one guy who had COVID, but he's a younger guy in very good health, and he came through it. And but he said basically it's a flu that you do not want. And he was lucky. Lots of people out there aren't. So here's hoping things improve. I don't want to be a downer tonight at the end of the show, but hope you're having a good one. So have a great week. Great coming new year. We'll be back next week with music from Wonder Woman 1984 and maybe one or two other movies that were released back in the last year. But hopefully we'll have a little fun next week. In the meantime, have a great week. Stay healthy. Stay home if you can. And at a distance, be excellent to each other. Happy New Year, everybody. Have a good night. Thanks for tuning in.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.